It's time for Lebanon Valley College Women's Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical, Voice Ring of PA, and Lebanon Valley College. Now, let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome out to Mary Washington University in Fredericksburg, Virginia. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. It's the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, and the host team, Mary Washington, taking on our Lebanon Valley College.
Mary Washington on the season, undefeated on the year, 29-0, champs of the CAC, but LVC, they are coming in red hot as well, 26-3. Champs of the MAC Commonwealth, and the Flying Dutchman coming down here with a lot of confidence. They played extremely well at home in the first two rounds against Vassar and against Mount St. Mary. This is a team right now who believes that they can win here on the road.
Brian had a chance to talk to head coach Scott Gilkowski earlier on.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Gilkowski. Coach, congratulations, first of all, to you and to this team and this program for making it here for the second straight year to the Sweet 16.
Well, thank you for having me on the program. It's always good to see you. And thank you for your kind comment. The team has worked really hard, and we're in a great position today to compete against an outstanding Mary Washington team, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Let's talk about the games past in the opening rounds. A couple things really stuck out to me. The first one that makes this team very difficult is the balance in scoring. The fact that in the first game against Vassar, you had three different players in double digits. The next game against Mount St. Mary, it was four different players in double digits. Makes it very difficult for a team to figure out who to try to stop.
Well, I think we have the ability on offense to attack a team's weakness with the four or five scorers across the board. If they're taking away our posts, we have guards who are capable of scoring. And if they're taking away the guards, we certainly have posts who are capable of having big nights. So that balance serves us well. We hope it does tonight.
Turnovers, another thing that we're down over this past week. The team was averaging 18 per game, only 11 per game in the two victories this past week. And something different going on there, or is something just clicking for this team?
Well, I think part of it is tournament time and understanding how important it is to value the ball in a big game. And another aspect of it is the maturation of Kylie Chaklos as our lead point guard. She's a freshman. And the course of the season, you're going to make mistakes and decisions. And she's just improved so much and played so terrific down the stretch that I credit her for a lot of that terrific ball handling.
Different feel, though, tonight because you're on the road for the first time since a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament. How is going on the road different in terms of preparation, in terms of just the routine?
The preparation remains the same, and you try to keep the routine as similar as possible. The challenge is mentally being away from home, is maintaining your focus through sleeping in a hotel and eating out, and not letting those distractions become something that influence your performance.
Tell me about this Mary Washington team. On paper, it looks to me like they do a lot of the same things very well and the same sort of things that your team does. I won't say mirror images, but they're very similar teams.
Well, they are a similar team. They're very well coached. They have some great depth, and they play great defense. Their defensive style is a little bit different than our defensive style. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out tonight. But the teams are similar. They're both outstanding groups of women, extremely hardworking, and game performers. So, you know, it should be a great game.
Matchup-wise, they have a couple of outstanding players who do possess some size as well. How do you match up with them? Is it pretty much figure out which one's hot and then shove Murphy over on that one?
Well, we're not sure how we match up with them. The challenge they present to us is not their post presence and their size, because we have post presence as well, but it's their terrific player, number 10, Jen McCray, who's 5'11", who can play the guard spot and also post up from the guard spot. So for us, it's finding the defensive stopper in that position and being able to assist our teammate in double-teaming and digging down on the ball as much as possible. And when she gets it, we'll see how that plays out.
Give me one key tonight.
Rebounding. You have to win the rebounding while we're on the road.
Good luck tonight, coach.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
That was Lebanon Valley head women's coach Todd Gilkowski. Back with more after this on the pregame show here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC Spanish professor and scholar Dr. Carmen T. Sotomayor will present History on Walls, the Spanish poster production of the Civil War period and beyond, in a talk at Lebanon Valley College on March 22nd at 11 a.m. in Zimmerman Recital Hall of the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. The program is sponsored by the Department of Languages at LVC. It is free and open to the public. Again, March 22nd, 11 a.m.
And welcome back. Fredericksburg, Virginia, John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser. It's the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Tournament.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for Mary Washington. The Eagles will send out to the floor Abby Diop, a 5'9 sophomore out of Springfield, Virginia, averaging 5.5 a game. Jenna McRae, a 5'11 senior out of Springfield at almost 13 a game. Katie Wimmer, a 5'9 senior out of Vienna, Virginia at 13 a game. Carol Dye, a 6'2 junior out of Springfield, 5.8 points per game. And they are joined also by Sam Bartonen, a 5'5 sophomore out of Berkeley, Virginia. For LVC, Liz Borgia out of Scranton, 6-7 points a game, 5'10 junior. Tierney Hill, 5'4 junior out of York, the leading scorer, 12 a game. Kylie Teklos out of Fracktail, 5'4 freshman at 11 a game. Renee Frick, a 6'1 junior out of Lancaster, 9 a game. And Caitlin Murphy, a 5'7 senior out of Minersville, 7 points per game.
Hartman gets the tip. And it's now St. Mary's Eagles with it. Along the left baseline, 10-foot jumper is an air ball. Too strong by Wimmer. Rebounded by LVC. Back the other way. They've got it. It's down in the corner. Right wing, Hilt. Top of the key to Teklos. Left wing to Borgia. He'll hand it off to Hilter on the left side. Fritz left of the lane. Little five-footer, got it.
Excellent patience. That's what you need on the road. Work the shot clock. Wait till you get a good shot. And an excellent entry pass. Fritz coming off the screen down low. Gets the easy bucket.
Eagles with the ball. That's going to be Wimmer taking the left side. She runs right into Fritz. The ball is blocked, but it goes out of bounds off of LVC.
And Wimmer even a little bit slow to get up. And she pulled off that screen, took it strong to the basket. She looked a little bit groggy after that one. Did not look 100% after that.
Eagles inbound it. They'll get it in the Wimmer. Out near midcourt. They'll work it over to McRae over on the right side. Back to Wimmer. Left elbow looking for a backdoor cut. And it comes over on to Diop. It goes into the lane off the glass again. Tries to stand it through.
Yeah, strong tape that time. Diop is able to take the ball strong into the basket and roll off a couple screens. An excellent interior passing that time from the Eagles.
Tied it to. Out front with it is Borgia, left side, Teklos. Working against the man-to-man. Right side, Borgia, left side, Hilt on the wing, 8 on the shot. Hilt goes down the lane, underhand a layup off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles.
Lane was open, though. Tierney just didn't have enough room to finish it.
On the right side, they'll work it around again. Hartman. Dia. Holding. Takes the two-point jumper way off the mark. Rebounded by Teklos. Here comes LVC quickly the other way. Teklos, one on two. Stops at the elbow. Plays the left side. Here's Hilt's trying to go inside. Split the defense. She'll lose it. Back the other way. Hartman comes over. Hartman with the ball. Slowing it up over on the right side. Run to the right corner. Three-pointer off the mark. No good by McRae. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wimmer.
Yeah, great job by Wimmer because Wimmer had the backside all by herself.
Hope to be able to get in there. He was a little defensive enough to see it wasn't easily handled by one. He's got to get fishing off. That's 4 foot.
Scorpion with the ball, going down the lane, left side, towards
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far, on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866.
Welcome back. John Wilsock alongside Brian Kaiser. 6-4, Mary Washington leading LVC early on here.
Okay, we expect this game to be a very even game between two very evenly matched teams. A lot of the questions may end up being that which bench is going to be able to come in and really contribute. Borgia at the line, a 75% foul shooter, stands to strike. If she makes the second shot, she already made the first one. Not only will she tie the game, she's going to bring it on the bench. Caitlin Bach will be checking in for the first time for Mary Washington. Aubrey Howard, their sixth man, comes in place of Abby Dyer.
Borgia hits them both. She has 4 points with tied at six. Dyer picking up that foul.
A good start, too, for Borgia. Because she's a player who the last game really got going. 13 big points for them in the win against Mount St. Mary.
They're on the right corner with the basketballs. McCray, she'll take a 15-foot jumper and got it.
Rainbow jumper from her. It's a very soft touch. And on very tight rims that they have here at the University of Mary Washington, her shot actually fits the profile of this team very well.
8-6, Mary Washington. Into the left corner. Taking it there is Jack Mosley's shot blocked out of bounds by Carol Dye. It'll be LVC basketball.
You can't be afraid of taking the ball inside. And Dye with those 6'2" arms extended on the play, able to get the block on Chaklos. The important thing is you have to continue to attack.
Inbounds pass comes in to help. She's off the mark, trying to go down that right side and forcing it up into traffic. Rebound Mary Washington back the other way. Wimmer has it. almost stolen by Murphy, and then Wimmer and the Eagles call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Let's take a look at some early statistics from this one. It's Mary Washington, 4-for-9 in the early going from the field. LBC, they have come out just 2-for-5 from the field. These two teams coming in, outstanding defense between the two of them. Just look statistically, John, you got Mary Washington, number one scoring defense in the country, giving up just 41.5 points a game, number two in field goal percentage defense, at giving up less than 30% shooting per game. LBC, on the other hand, same two statistics, 25th in the nation, 51 points a game, and field goal percentage defense, 20%, giving up about 32.5% a game. These teams know how to get in the face of the other team and force them to take the tough shots.
McCray with the inbound comes in the dive. She'll play it over on the right side. Back over to McCray out front for three. No good. Strong rebound inside by Howland. She'll hold it underneath and toss it way out front. It comes back in a winner. And Parkman sets it back up once again. With the basketball, Howland. Out front, it's Wimmer deep. No good. Rebounded by Chaklos. Tied up in the backcourt. Now brings it up quickly on to midcourt for LVC. Chaklos. Out of the key. We're going to go to the right side. Now bouncing it out for Hilts out front. Hilts takes it down left of the lane with a bucket. Her shot short, but she was fouled going to the bucket.
Getting up, it appears to be okay. Yeah, she's got that right leg wrap. We know that she's not 100%, but she seems like she's 100% by the effort that she gives out there. We'll get up that time. She'll go to the line to shoot, too.
First foul on Wimmer. Second team foul.
Hilts, a 73% foul shooter on the team, makes the first.
Second one, no good. Rebounded by Wimmer. With a one-point lead, 8-7 for Mary Washington. Off the floor is Parkman. Into the right corner, Wimmer. Back out front, Parkman. Going left, now McCray. Swings it around to Wimmer on the right wing. Wimmer brings it back out front, tosses it down into the left corner. That's Parkman taking a baseline. Her shot partially blocked by Murphy. Three on the shot clock. McCray has it, gets it off in time, but it's no good. Rebounded by Murphy. Here comes LVC. Murphy quickly down the left side, throws it up in midcourt, tosses it over to Hilts on the left wing. Now it's Bach down low, off the glass and in.
Nice work from Bach. She knew that she had the defender on her left side, knew she had the baseline, but the little side fake with the elbow to the inside kept the defender there and gave her the easy turn down the baseline for the Deuce.
1 point lead for LVC, 9-8. All on the left side, that's McCray. Out on the left wing now, she'll try to lob it down low, and it starts back out front. Parkman for two, no good. Rebound by Hilt. Gets it out the other way. Here comes Chaklos. Down to Bach. Chaklos, left wing. Right side is Hilt. Hilt slows it up out front. Back over Chaklos on the left wing. Bouncing it for Fritz out front. Lobbing it down low for Bach under too far. Back to Chaklos on the wing. Chaklos holding with 10 on the shot. Hilt trying to get it on the foul. And she will be called for the foul. Had to give that one up or it would have been an easy breakaway for Allen.
Yeah, and a very good foul that time for Hilts in that regard. Fortunately, she's going to go to the bench right now for LVC as Gia Russo will check it in place of her.
Needs to settle down a little bit. We've seen her go to the bucket and just be off the mark a little bit. She's just pressing a little bit.
I think she's pressing on the offensive end. I also think Chaklos on the road here, we've seen a couple of poor decisions here that we hadn't seen last week. If she settles into the game as it goes on.
Eagles with the basketball. Over on the right side is Parkman. Getting it down on the right side to Howland. Back to Parkman along the baseline. Into the corner it goes to McCray for three. No good. Rebound comes all the way out near midcourt. And it was last touch, I thought, by Parkman. Goes all the way into the backcourt. Stays there. And back the other way comes the Eagles. Over and back there.
Yeah, well, it was touched by LBC in the scramble.
Over on the right side is Wimmer. Out front is Parkman. 10 on the shot for Mary Washington. Left side, McCray takes the baseline, tries to dish it inside. But we're going to get a foul along the baseline. Wade Murphy's going to get this one?
No, I think it's Bach.
Okay. Bach will get the foul.
He's not happy about it, and I can't blame him. I mean, that didn't seem like there was much there. Shot clock was running down. They were going to run out of time. Speaking of running out of time, we're into another media timeout.
We'll step out as well. 11:59 to play, first half. 9-8, Lebanon Valley College leading Mary Washington. This is the Sweet 16 on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back. John Wills back alongside Brian Kaiser, Brendan Campbell, our studio producer. LVC leading 9-8 with 11:59 to play here in the first half.
We take a look at some early statistics on this one. Mary Washington cold right now from the field. 0-3 is Jenna McRae from 3. 4-14 from the field overall. LVC out rebounding Mary Washington 8-7 in the early going here. Flying Dutchman, though, 3 turnovers compared to none for Mary Washington. So that's a bit of a concern. You look at Mary Washington, though, this is a very difficult place to shoot the basketball. And we've seen that first game here tonight with George Fox. They're in their fourth straight Elite Eight. They await the winner of this one after a 71-55 win over Bowdoin. But the teams who played here last week against Mary Washington, they shot 7 of 33 from the field, from three-point land, 21% the opening round. But they were also just 9 of 22. Uncontested from the free throw line. It's 41%. That ain't good.
Martin in the game right now for Mary Washington over to Wimmer. Wimmer takes it down the lane too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Fritz. She got clocked in the face, but no foul whistle. They just say it's out of bounds. Last touch by Howland.
They get the ball to LVC, though. That's really what they were looking for in that situation anyways. They continue to play extremely tough defense here, though, as they're a bad bounce away. But the good help defense helped that out.
Murphy with the ball, taking a left side, but her pass is intercepted. Here comes the steal from Martin, taking it coast-to-coast, no good. And we're going to get an over-the-back foul on Aubrey Howland on the rebound. That will be her first, team third.
And I'll be honest with you, John. I thought Howland did a good job of going over the back of Russo. Give credit to Gia Russo. As she went up for the ball, she was backing up into the player. That drew the contact and influenced the call.
Turney Hills with the basketball in the backcourt. Raises it up the floor for LVC. Hills takes it down the lane now. Put the floater up. Now they're going to call it for the charge. And that's going to be number 2 on Turney Hills. He's going to come out, catch those, and go back in.
That's a tough call, too. It's a tough call because she's in the air. There was contact, yes, but it was glancing because Hills was over to the side. It wasn't direct contact. He was to the side. The player just flopped down and got the whistle.
Over on the right side is going to be Wimmer. Out front, McRae. Into the round to the left to Howland. Down near the foul line, Brooks called for the travel.
Got a little giddy up in her step, the 6'1 senior. Saw a little bit of an opening to the left side of the lane. Both these teams really struggling. What a shot. Two of the best teams in the country in terms of their defensive prowess. And we've got a game that needed the team to track double digits at 9 minutes in.
Here's Checklos bringing it down the right side. Takes it to the baseline in the middle. Fritz, 10-footer, got it. Fritz with her second bucket. Makes it 11-8 LVC.
Yeah, a nice look also from Checklos on the play. Taking the defense down with her and finding Fritz, who had bounced back up near the foul line.
Left side is Wimmer on the wing. Out front, Martin taking it way to the lane, giving it off to Brooks. 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Bach. Runs into traffic. make the defender pay for it, too.
That was
Martin reaching in.
Yeah, Rachel Martin got the worst of that one. Bach turned right into her, and Bach won the battle.
Here's Russo. Doubling out front, taking the left side, left wing to Murphy. 13 on the shot. Murphy gives it off to Russo. Pulls up a 15-footer way off the mark. Rebounded by Chaklos in the paint. Puts up a 10-footer, no good. And University of Mary Washington comes away with it. Howland back the other way. Up to Martin. Martin on to the front court. 11-8 with 9:50 to play in the first half. LBC leading by 3. McCray. And the basketball to the left side. Wimmer plays it down into the left corner to Howland. Howland back over on the left side. Here's Brooks. Out front. Gives it off to Martin. She'll take the 3. Bounces around. No good. Rebounded again by Bach. They'll give it off to Murphy.
That's tremendous box out, too, from Bach. Had the defender on her back. Jumped early, but was able to get right back up and kept the position.
Chaklos bringing it down. She gets bumped down by Wimmer. That's number 2 on Katie Wimmer.
I think she actually needs some time on the bench right now because she seems completely out of sorts. And the thing that's really surprising right now, John, this Mary Washington team, their 2 stars really are out of sorts. McCray and Wimmer combined 2 for 10 in the early going. Both of them right now over on the bench. They put a new unit in the game.
They sure have as Diop checks back in. Fritz with the basketball over to Chaklos on the left side for LVC. They're up by 3. Chaklos out front getting a lot of pressure. A long bounce pass over to Russo on the right side. Now she'll play it over to Bach out on the left wing. Bach with it out front. Now Murphy, 9 on the shot. Murphy takes it down the lane, going to the bucket off the glass. Too strong. Fox with a rebound. Her putback goes into the key is fouled.
And I think, again, this unit especially is on the floor for the Eagles. The physicality of Caitlin Bach can really be an influence. And she was able to pull her way as Murphy drove down the lane. The ball goes up there, but Bach is able to clear things out, get in there and get the offensive rebound, and just pulls that ball back up towards the cylinder to get to the line.
Diop, her second foul. Bach hits the first one at the line, makes it 12-8 with 8:52 to play in the half. Bach misses the second one, rebounded by Jones.
These rims are very unforgiving. That means foul shots, too. You don't hit it clean, it's not going in for you.
4-point lead, LVC. He's a 3-pointer from the left wing. Good. That goes Rachel Martin from the left side. Makes it 12-11 LVC.
5'5 senior spark plug off the bench. 32% from 3-point range for the year.
Bach at the left elbow. Dribble toward the foul line. Dishing off to Russo. Inside Borgia off the glass. And she's got 6. It's 14-11 LVC.
Pretty passing, too. Foul line down to the baseline. And Borgia sneaking in backside. Russo, excellent vision to find her for the assist.
Out on the right wing is Partnan. Holding on the wing, now down into the corner. It goes to Jones. Partnan, top of the key. Trying to get it inside, and as they do get it inside to Carol Dye, she was fouled on the inside.
Russo reached in a little bit late. And once again, we're at the official timeout, and this defensive struggle continues, but LVC in the lead on the road.
We'll step out, 7:58 to go, first half. 14-11 LVC leading Mary Washington. This is a Sweet 16 Women's Tournament on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Back back in Fredericksburg, Virginia, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Brennan Campbell, our studio producer, and a whole slew of LVC fans, staff, alumni, making their trek down here, and they even had a fan bus come down as well.
Hey, I'm really impressed with the turnout here for Lebanon Valley. Yes, it's still a Mary Washington home crowd, but you still hear enough when Lebanon Valley scores to know that they have a presence here on the road. Coach Kuklowski told us before the game, he said, on the road, you have got to win the rebounding battle. Mission accomplished thus far, 12 minutes into this game, LVC ahead in that battle, 14-9, including 11 defensive rebounds in the game to this point. I like how they're playing, especially when they go deep in the shot clock, working the ball around. They're being very patient on the offensive end of the floor, and that's the way they're going to have to win against a team like Mary Washington, who is going to play defense hard the entire 30 seconds of the shot clock.
Mary Washington with the basketball. Eagles have it. Martin on the left wing. Back out front. They'll give it to Wimmer. To the right side, it goes Partman. Partman out front. Trying to toss it inside for Dye. Here's Dyop taking it right of the lane. Forces her way to the inside and still able to put it up and in, making it a 14-13 LVC game.
Yeah, they don't look for her for a lot of scoring. Only six a game. But that was a very nice offensive move. Right down the baseline, getting past Caitlin Boddy.
Center, getting into Bach in the paint. Turnaround shot in and out. No good. Seeing Dyop battling hard in there. And Boddy's flying, but nothing whistled. Here comes Partman the other way from Mary Washington. Partman onto the right side. They get it to Dye out to the left wing. Wimmer for three. No good. Rebounded, though, by the Eagles. Partman has it again, trying to take it inside. Knocked out of bounds by LVC.
Quick hands from Caitlin Murphy. But it's Mary Washington able to run down the long rebound on it. Yet another missed shot from the outside. Wimmer's first attempt from outside the arc. She continues to be ice cold.
Wimmer gets it in. They'll force it down to Wimmer again. Down the left side. Her shot is good. Forges with the rebound. Gives it off to Checklist. There comes LVC. Checklist. Up onto the front court. Onto the right side for Russo. Russo on the right wing. Trying to dribble to the left. Plays it over to Murphy. She'll work to the right side now. Takes it down, stops at the right elbow, back out to Sacklos. Sacklos working. They're working across the top dangerously. Eagles are reading that. Russo has it. Goes inside, stops, pops it short. Rebounded by Partman. Back the other way come the Eagles. They're down by one. Out front, Partman dribbles all the way over to the left wing, down into the left corner. It goes to Martin. Crosses it to the right side and into the right corner again, Partman. Out front, Wimmer. Left wing, Martin. Martin running 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Murphy. Here comes LVC the other way. Murphy quickly up onto the front court. Takes it down into the left corner and swings it back out with a bounce pass. Bach in the paint. Right side, Forsia moves toward the foul line, but immediately has someone in her face. Will slow it up.
Yeah, great defense again from Mary Washington in transition.
Here's Checklos, right wing. Sends one off the mark. Rebounded by the Eagles.
This is just such a very difficult place. It's not just the road team. The home team having a heck of a time finding the basket.
Partner with the basketball now, Dyop, top of the key, holding. Over to the left side, Martin. For Dye, back out for Dyop near the foul line, takes it through traffic to the bucket. No good, it bounced out. But Liz Borges is going to be called for the foul. That will be her first.
But that's Dyop's move. She's taking it down that right side, and she gets the step on LVC. The thing that Dyop has, she has a little bit of a quickness advantage on any of the bigs that LVC are going to put up against her. So that quick first step is serving her well. She's getting down inside, using the arm to clear a little bit, and getting that ball up to the glass before LVC is able to help out defensively.
First shot, no good for Dyop. She is only a 52% foul shooter.
Fritz back in place of Bach as the rotation of the three bigs inside continues for Lebanon Valley.
5:34 to play in the first half. Second shot also missed by Dyop. LVC with a rebound. Checklos brings it up the floor. Over to Fritz on the left wing. Fritz hands it off to Russo. Trying to bounce it down for Borgia. Kicked out of bounds by Mary Washington.
I love watching the two coaches there. Dina Appleberry of Mary Washington, Todd Kuklowski of Lebanon Valley, both just imploring their teams defensively to continue the pressure, and they are responding with a ton of effort.
Inbound pass comes out front to Murphy. He's being heckled by Hartman. Murphy trying to go inside. Plays it down to Russo in the corner. 15-footer good for Gio Russo. LVC for the 16-13 lead.
Credit Murphy, too. Got the ball knocked away. Didn't lose her head. And just found the outlet pass to Borger. Quickly swung it over to Russo.
Here's Limmer taking a baseline pass. Backwards to the bucket. Check out it was Sam Hartman. And Hartman makes it 16-15 LVC. LVC up by one. Chack goes with the ball for the Flying Dutchman. Moves to the left side. Towards the corner. Bounces it out for Borgia. Tosses it over the right side. Russo. Fritz inside off the glass. No good. And she'll be called for the over-the-back foul on the rebound attempt. Her first.
And a legit call. And as she turned around and took that shot, tried to do it without the glass that time. I think if she uses glass, she's able to make that shot. Instead, it hits hard off these rims, kicks right back towards her, but Carol Dye was in her way with a good box out.
McCray with the basketball, plays it over to the left side now. They'll work it around. Howland into the corner, gets it back. Back out front, McCray over to the right side for Partman. Now out front again, Howland swings it to the left to Wimmer. Wimmer on the left wing, seven on the shot. Wimmer, child of the key, spin move near the foul line, takes it with a left hand right to the bucket, and in.
That's a score recognizing when there's a switch defensively on her, because LBC got caught in a switch, Fritz got stuck on her, and that allowed her to take that right to the basket against the slower center.
Here's Murphy trying to dribble into the paint as it's going away, back the other way, Partman going to the bucket, no good on the layup, the pushback by McCray, she's fouled out front by LVC's Caitlin Murphy here first.
And that's a legit foul. The officials actually that time, the one on the far side who didn't have as good of a look, actually was going to call it a jump ball. The official on the near side saw exactly what I did. The hand of Murphy down on the wrist. Good call by the officials, much to dismay of Coach Kuklowski.
We've got timeout, 3:45 to play first half. Mary Washington in front, 17-16 on Lebanon Valley College. You're listening to Sweet 16 Women's Basketball on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, luminaries of the 20th century in art, politics, and culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Members of the Lebanon Valley College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
John Wilcox alongside Brian Kaiser. 1-point lead for Mary Washington, 17-16. 3:45 to play here in the first half.
This Mary Washington team has been turned around by Dina Appleberry, their coach, National Coach of the Year by the WBCA back in the year 2006-2007. And for this team, if you don't count last year, they have been a fixture in the NCAAs. 05, second round. 06, Sweet 16. A Final Four run in 07, Sweet 16 in 08, 09. Made the first round, 10, second round. Last year they were the regular season champions. Knocked out in their conference tournament. Didn't make the tournament. They made up for this year by going undefeated in the regular season. And still, to this point, undefeated. They're getting a tough test here, though, here in the first half by a Lebanon Valley team that is holding them to 31% shooting from the field.
Mary Washington is in the bonus. They're calling it a two-shot foul.
This is ridiculous.
And Todd Zlotowski saying, what, the foul was out near the left wing.
That is unbelievable that they could blow it that bad.
That shot is good by McCray.
Fortunately, McCray makes the first shot because it makes the point move. It was 1-1 otherwise. That's the drawback of this media timeout for officials who aren't used to it.
Yeah. Second shot also good. 3-point lead right now for Mary Washington. It's 19-16. Now he's with the ball. Murphy will face some pressure now. Coming up the floor, midcourt, Chaklos. Bounce pass to Murphy on the front court. Down into the right corner, Russo. Russo out there, out front, because Hilt's on the bench with two fouls. Murphy, top of the key, left side, Russo. Out front for Bach. Six on the shot clock. Murphy with five on the shot clock. Dribbles left. Two on the shot. He tries passing. It's stolen away, but they call the shot clock violation, and thank goodness they did.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Partner was off to the races.
And Dean Appleberry wants the, we have the ball. No, coach, you didn't. It was deflected in the air. Possession was not established until after the shot clock went off. That's the right call from the official.
Well, Mary Washington has the basketball. We were on the left side. McCray getting it on the left wing. 17-footer for two. It's short, but the putback, Hartman, is up and in.
Did not box out inside, and now London Valley all of a sudden is into that little realm of danger zone, down by five and really not finding anything on the offensive end.
Russo with the ball left side. Murphy. Now Chaklos down front. Chaklos down to the key onto the right side for Russo. Now it's Bach out front. Left side for Chaklos. She tries dribbling left. Had her pocket picked off. Here's Hartman the other way. Hartman lobbing it down left side for Hallen. She didn't take it the whole way. Could have. And throws it over the head of Hallen out of bounds.
She takes it away, but she give it right back.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. The scouting the Eagles have done, they have been in the right place and reading LVC's dribbling to pick the ball a few times in this game. Here's Murphy out front. Dominic B. left side for Chaklos. 2:15 to go in the half. 21-16, Mary Washington. Russo with the ball on the right wing. Out of Fritz, right baseline. 10-footer in and out. Rebound, Murphy brings it back out front. Chaklos will set it up again. Chaklos lobbing it down for Fritz. Back out for Russo on the wing. Russo, baseline, trying to go inside. He'll be called for the charge, and that will be number two on Gio Russo.
He's having to play a lot of minutes right now because of Hilt being on the bench with foul trouble. In a way, I'm kind of surprised that Coach Kuklowski has not gone back with Hilt, at least for a little bit, because they're really struggling to find anything offensively. And Hilt is the type of player who can create something. Bedonia will come in right now into the game for LVC in place of Russo.
No, I agree. I don't think Hilt's head was in it. I think she needed it to be cleared here until halftime. We'll see. Diop has it, trying to get it into the middle, and then gets it back. Brooks over on the right side. Martin takes a three in and out. Rebounded inside by Donia. Checked in moments ago. Here comes LVC down by five with a minute 30 to go in the half. Donia down for Fritz, down low. Had it stolen right out of her hand by Wimmer, and another foul on Fritz. That will be her second.
And that's all frustration because the basketball was there. She had an opportunity to get it. And Wimmer came from the backside, didn't see it. Fritz is reaching over the top. Got to keep your head here. Because it very easily, if you're not careful, this is where Mary Washington, because of their defensive prowess, can really make a run.
Ninth team foul. So we've got the bonus at the line here for Katie Wimmer. 1:24 to go in the half. Shot by Wimmer is no good, but Diop with a rebound. She takes it back over to the right corner. Back out on the wing. McCray moves it around the left side for Wimmer. Wimmer going into the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and in. Wimmer's got six. It's 23-16. 7-point lead, like the lead of the game.
Need a basket here. Need a basket really bad because they need something to feel good about going into the locker room.
1 minute to go. LVC down by seven. Here's Fox in the paint. Powers her way off the glass, and in.
That worked.
Caitlin Box got five, and we get a timeout for LVC. We'll keep it right here with 53 seconds to go. It's 23-18 in favor of Mary Washington.
Caitlin Box has been very quiet in the first two games of the NCAA so far. Against Vassar, 8 points. And then against Mount St. Mary, she had no points. Didn't score a single point that game in just 14 minutes. Just never really gotten the flow of that game. Here tonight, though, this is a game where I think it's more to her liking, and this is where she really can thrive in this sort of an environment. So I think they really have to start trying to get that ball down to the low block, especially with Hilts out of the game, the guards struggling to hit shots. Fox may be one of those answers here where you can go to her and her physicality can create.
All right, here comes Mary Washington with the ball. 50 seconds to go. Wimmer has it out on the right wing. LVC stepping up the pressure. Dioff, right side, takes it underneath. Bounce passes the left corner. He'll bring it back out to the wing to Martin. Swinging around to the right side, McCray. Dioff again, out to McCray. Three-pointer from the wing, no good. Rebounded on the inside by Chaklos. Chaklos in the backcourt for LVC. 28 seconds, 24 on the shot. Chaklos right side, going to the bucket, has it stripped out of her hand. Eagles come away with it again. Here comes Wimmer down on the inside. Irby knocked it out of her hands briefly. Then Martin swings it over to the right side of Mathis. Mathis to Dioff. Near the foul line, takes a 17-footer, no good. Rebounded on the right corner by Wimmer of the Eagles. 6 seconds to go. Wimmer, left side. McCray, three-pointer is a buzzer. No good. We have reached halftime. Here in Fredericksburg, Virginia, the 3-16. It's Mary Washington, 23, Lebanon Valley College, 18. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC Spanish professor and scholar Dr. Carmen T. Sotomayor will present History on Walls, the Spanish poster production of the Civil War period and beyond, in a talk at Lebanon Valley College on March 22nd at 11 a.m. in Zimmerman Recital Hall of the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. The program is sponsored by the Department of Languages at LVC. It is free and open to the public. Again, March 22nd, 11 a.m.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/collegestore.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866.
We are at halftime, 23-18, Mary Washington leading LVC here at halftime in Fredericksburg, Virginia, in the Sweet 16. John Wilsack alongside Brian Kaiser. We're also joined by Sports Information Director Tim Flynn. And what we saw, a four-point lead at one point in this first half by LVC evaporate into, at one point, a seven-point deficit, but trailing by five here at halftime.
You have to look at the good, and you'll have to look at the bad in the first half. For Lebanon Valley, yeah, they're down by five and really struggled at the end of that first half. Only two baskets over the last 8 minutes of play there in that first half play. You also have to look at the other thing. They played a lot of that first half without Tierney Hill, who picked up two personal fouls. And really, they didn't, without shooting the ball overly well in that half, turning the ball over way too much. 11 turnovers in that first half. Yeah. Just not going to get it done on the road. Even with that, going down five right now. So, very much in the game, they have to be at least encouraged by the fact that they're not out of this game. They have Hilt back in that second half. And her game, if she gets back into what she does best, dribble penetration, taking the ball strong in the basket against this team, I think that sort of thing is going to be effective, especially in the second half as this game moves on.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things in the first half, Ryan, the fact they have 8 steals, Mary Washington, and those steals were typical offensive plays that we see LVC run in their style of offense, and Mary Washington knew what they were going to do.
They knew what they were doing. Let's remember something else, though, and it's something that a lot of other teams have not been able to exploit. Lebanon Valley has a freshman point guard. Outside of that freshman point guard, they don't have any other true ball handlers that are natural points. Or you know, you got Murphy, who handles the ball in a pinch out there as one of the ball handlers. You've got Hilt, who, when she's in the game, is one of the ball handlers. Chaklos ends up being really your only true ball handler once Hilt goes out of the game. So they were able to really pressure that. They were actually able to go over to the tendencies of Lebanon Valley and play those tendencies. You have to switch up the second half. And I think the main thing you have to do is you have to go with the hot hand, because if you find one in the second half, you got to keep beating that hot hand. This Mary Washington team, there's the reason that they're number one in the country in scoring defense, and we're seeing that here in the first half of play.
By the way, we have more sports action tonight after this game. We'll be headed out to Hershey Park Arena, the CPIHL Bears Cup Championship between Hershey and Cumberland Valley after this contest. Andy Cochran and Brent Fry out there tonight for that hockey championship. But we still have a whole second half to go. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tim Flynn a little bit. Sports Information Director for LVC. It's 23-18 right now in favor of Mary Washington. Back with more here at halftime on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu. Post Acute Medical is happy to support the Lebanon Valley College women's basketball team. Post Acute Medical congratulates the Flying Dutchman on a great season, and they wish them good luck in the playoffs. That's Post Acute Medical, proud sponsor of Lebanon Valley College Athletics and Academics.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
Welcome back to Fredericksburg, Virginia. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser at halftime, 23-18. Mary Washington leading Lebanon Valley College women's Sweet 16 basketball. We're also joined by Tim Flynn, Sports Information Director, who is quite busy here courtside. He's been
multitasking.
You had the camera working here in the first half. Tim, what are you doing right now for our viewers out there? You can go on to GoDutchman.com.
Well, right now I'm sorting through my photo take from the first half. I got to send some back to the Lebanon Daily News, so they can use a couple. We'll get some on GoDutchman.com. We just posted, I just tweeted a photo of Caitlin Box. That's on Twitter. We got Nick Stein sitting here, and he's doing this at LVC Athletics Twitter account. So there's a lot going on, and he'll have the recap after the game. We've been watching NCAA track. We just watched that before we came down here. They had a live video of that. We've been following that all day, and Nick, we had softball and baseball going on today. So there's a whole heck of a lot going on this whole week, really, and
yeah.
it's a fun time of year for us.
It is. While you do that, what can you tell us as far as results for LVC here today or the last couple of days for all the other teams?
Yeah, you know, not probably the best day that they wanted to see up the track. We had Jerome Duncan and Joanna Walker in the 60-meter hurdles and Alicia Farrell in the long jump, and unfortunately neither of them advanced to the finals tomorrow, so they'll be coming home, but great achievement just to be there. I mean, that's really one of those things where it's an honor just to be there for them to be. Well, they only take 15 kids in each event. So you think about all the track athletes in the entire nation, they took the top 15, and for us, it's been three to indoors, most ever. was awesome, and we're really looking forward to outdoor season. It's a great track team, MAC champion, women's track team, so we're very excited about them. You know, baseball's had a good trip down. They won their getaway game in 14 innings today. It was a 4-3, I think, or 5-4.
Yeah. They're down in Florida right
now. They're down in Fort Pierce, Florida, and they're coming back. They're done. Softball just finished up. They're coming back. Tennis is down in Hilton Head. They're coming back. So everybody's everywhere, and track's out in Iowa, and we're down in Virginia, and so everybody's everywhere. And then
4-3 over Penn State Barron. Interesting place to play that game, though.
Yeah.
Go down the road somewhere instead of down in Florida, but it's a nice place to be this
quick
time
story
of year.
About that. You know, our women's lacrosse team played RIT from Rochester down at Edgewood High School in Maryland last week. Come to find out, RIT had stopped the night before in Hershey to go to the Hershey Experience. They could have just stopped by. We could have just played in the
exactly.
Well, we hauled 2 hours down to Maryland. So, you know, spring. That's the time of year that we do this kind of stuff. And the crazy part is we're looking at it next Saturday, the 17th. We have 9 home contests. So they all come crashing back into our own.
Well, we're also hoping that there'll be a road contest, but
in Michigan.
Yep.
The
first half here, though, Tim, a little bit good, a little bit bad.
I said to Nick when we came over, if your coach to class and you're going into the locker room and you're down by 5 and you didn't play Tierney Hills for the last 9 minutes of that half, I'm not feeling great about that half, especially that end run. I don't remember what the run was.
I didn't think it was a good first half at all.
8-2 or 10-2 run to end the half. And again, you're coming against the nation's number one scoring defense. Yeah, we have a very good defense as well, and we're putting out there 23 points on the floor for them. It's tough for them to be proud of either. The other thing, how clean was this team foul-wise through the first 2 games of this NCAA tournament? We had 8 or 9 in that first half, and I think that really hurt. 2 offenses, one on Gia and one on Tierney. And that really hurt. And the one on Tierney took the basket away, I believe, or the one on Gia did. So, that's something you're not real happy about. But, hey, 5-point game, a defensive battle. That's the kind of game I think LBC likes, and I think that's the kind of game LBC can win.
All right. We appreciate you spending a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks, tell us
you get on the GoDutchman.com, and also what? From there,
Get on the Twitter. You click on the little ad in the top right. You get the video. You can get. I still think live stats are working. We don't know what's up.
No.
We apologize to the viewers. It's not our fault. But,
okay. They're not.
But you can get on the Twitter. Nick's got the update. And just last thing, I want to thank you guys for not having Gordon Mann on at halftime, because I don't think we've ever won a game that he's broadcasted. Gordon Mann, of course, the longtime broadcaster for Delaware Valley football.
I'm just worried now that you've mentioned him, because maybe that's the negative mojo.
Well, I will say, because Gordon did the second and the third and fourth rounds at our place last year, but the game that we won, the 3-16 game, your audio didn't work for that game. So I think your streak is still intact. We're 0 for life when you're broadcasting our game. So thank you guys for having me instead of Gordon.
No problem, Tim.
All right, we're at halftime. We'll come back with the halftime stats here in a moment. It's 23-18 Mary Washington leading LVC. Back with more at halftime on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery of LVC presents Arnold Newman, Luminaries of the 20th Century in Art, Politics, and Culture, on display January 20th through March 18th. Notable photographer Arnold Newman is best known for his environmental portraits of some of the biggest names of the 20th century. That's the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
At halftime, 23-18, Mary Washington leading LVC here at the half, and some foul trouble for LVC in the first half. Brian has all the halftime stats.
Look at the stats first for LVC, led by Liz Borges, 6 points, 5 points for Caitlin Bach, 4 for Renee Fritz, 2 for Gia Russo, and 1 for Tierney Hiltz. Allie Chaklos, Caitlin Murphy, no points in the first half, and between them, 7 turnovers. So something to keep an eye on, although the two of them combined, they also have a team-high 4 rebounds apiece. for LVC shooting in the first half, 7 of 19, 37%, 4 for 6 from the line. They did not attempt a three-point shot in the first half. For Mary Washington, they were led by Katie Wimmers, 6 points, 4 points each for Abby Dia, Jenna McCray, and Sam Partnan, and 3 for Rachel Martin. Their leading rebounder was Partnan. All 5'5" of her had 5 rebounds in the first half of play, only 2 assists for Mary Washington, both from Dia. Rebounding the score in the first half, LVC out-rebounding the Eagles 21-18, but they turned the ball over 11 times compared to just 2 for Mary Washington. Eagles in the first half, 10 for 33, 33%, 1 for 8 from three-point range, 2 for 5 from the foul line. Quickly looking at the scores around the nation right now, games being played in Ohio. Carthage is in the Elite Eight. They beat Center today 71-61. They will await the winner of the Mount Union-Illinois Wesleyan game at halftime. Mount Union, the host out there, up 35-34. York and Amherst going head-to-head. Late in the first half, Amherst has a 30-17 lead. The winner of that one will next play Emmanuel, who was a 67-56 winner earlier today against Kings. Tufts trailing St. Thomas under 4 minutes to go, but they were down double digits, and now at the University of Chicago, they're down just 5, 46-41. Late game out there is a great one, Calvin and Chicago. And the early game here, George Fox is in the Elite Eight for the fourth straight year. They were an easy winner tonight, 71-55 over Bowdoin.
All right, teams have retaken the floor, LVC in the blue uniforms. They will start the second half with Hilt, Kaklos, Murphy, Borgia, and Fritz. And for the Eagles, they bring up their starters again, Guy McCray, Wimmer, Partnan, and Diop. LVC going right to left. Murphy with the ball over on the right side. Out front for Chaklos. Murphy on the right wing. Bouncing it to Fritz, right side off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebounded by Diop.
Yeah, just a little bit too much on that. The adrenaline pumping out of the locker room. Set play. Got her exactly where they wanted her to. Just could not make the shot.
Eagles with the basketball. Wimmer. McCray works it around the left side. Partnan. Out Diop, top of the key. Wimmer. Right side, McCray. McCray near the foul line. 6 on the shot clock. Here's Wimmer dribbling left side. Backdoor look off the glass. Too strong by Partnan. Rebounded by Diop. She'll put it up and in. She's got 6. It's 25-18.
You got to put a body on her in there. Having trouble with that one shot clock, late in the shot clock when it's a scramble situation. Mary Washington doing a great job of getting bodies to the glass.
Murphy with the ball, top of the key, right side for Hilt. Hilt will take the 3 from downtown. No good. Rebounded inside by Partnan. Back the other way down the Eagles. Partnan takes it. Right side bounce pass. McCray in the paint. Shot swatted away by Fritz. Back the other way, LVC. Chaklos, long pass down to Borgia in the corner. Out front, Chaklos, top of the key. Chaklos goes to the right side, going to the bucket, inside off the glass and in. Chaklos' first bucket of the game, 25-20, Mary Washington.
Real careful going in there and a good decision because she waited until she got around the shot blocker die, and once she could through her, saw she had an open shot.
With the basketball, McCray now Diop. To the right side, it comes back out, Partnan. Top of the key to Wimmer. Made on the shot. Wimmer, right wing, into the right corner. Here's Dye, no good. Rebound, a checklist. She's fouled from behind by Partnan, her first.
And that's exactly what you've got to do if you're Lebanon Valley. If they're going to take a decent shot clock, you have got to recognize if you are not ball side, you are going to have pressure coming from the backside, looking for offensive rebounds. Great box out that time from Kylie Chaklos.
LVC with the ball, Murphy. Out front, Fritz. Left side, Hilt. Murphy, top of the key. Right side, Chaklos. Chaklos trying to bounce it down low for Fritz. And it's stolen away again by Dye.
Yeah, good job by Dye. Overplaying, getting in the passing lane.
Back door look. Wimmer, shot swatted again by Fritz. Here comes Hilt the other way for LVC. Hilt taking a right side. Murphy on the wing for 2. No good.
rebounded by McCray of the Eagles. And they did not follow the shot that time. Murphy shot, and three players started going back the other way.
Wimmer with it on the right wing, down into the corner to McCray. On the baseline, Partman. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now Dye back out. Partman back to Dye inside off the glass for them. Just a little bit too much for Murphy to handle there.
That's a good recognition of a switch from a veteran team. Dye got Murphy on her back, saw that LVC wasn't able to switch back in time, and just got the ball right back and pushed Murphy underneath the basket.
Back to that 7-point lead for Mary Washington. Borgia. Left side, he goes around the checklist. Checklist top of the key, 16-footer. No good. Fritz with the rebound. One bounce, losing it. Now tosses it back out front. And it's recovered by Murphy. Out for Checklist, top of the key. Right side for Hilt. Hilt with it, dribbles to the right side. Throwing to the bucket, puts up a floater. No good. Fritz getting yanked on the inside by McCray. That will be her first.
Yeah, and a good foul, actually, for McCray, because that's an easy putback for Fritz on the weak side glass. The help defense all slid that way, and that left McCray in a horrible situation trying to box out Fritz on the weak side of the glass.
16-25 to play second half. 27-20 Mary Washington. They are unbeaten, 29-0. Borgia, right side for Hiltz. Hiltz on the right wing. Now Fritz trying to get to the inside, can't hold on to the pass. Back the other way comes Hartman. She'll take it to the left side. Hartman on the wing, down the lane. McCray, too strong, rebounded. Murphy, long pass up. Here comes Hilt with a 2-on-1. Hilt's right side, bounces, tackles off the glass and in.
Great finish that time. Last time down the floor, though, Fritz came off of that pick and roll inside and got absolutely whacked on the arm. No call from the official, and that's why Mary Washington had a chance the other way.
27-22, Mary Washington, Wimmer with a basketball. Guy off with it, near the right elbow, into the paint, goes to the left side, off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Fritz. Here comes Checklist, dribbling up with the left, taking with a bucket, right side, Hilt, down the middle, Borgia, underhand layup is in.
They're starting to run the floor right now.
27-24, they're lead down to three.
Hey, it wasn't working against the half court. You got to up the tempo, and that's what they've done here in the second half, looking to run the floor.
Eagles with the ball, up by three, Wimmer, right side, holding on the right corner, right wing, stop, top, no good by Wimmer, rebounded by Hilt. Outlet pass, Checklist. Here comes LVC the other way. Checklist, left side, going left of the lane, off the glass. No good, it rolls out. Rebound inside by Borgia. The ball got swatted out from behind by the Eagles. Thought it should have been an over-the-back foul, but they're not going to get it. We've got the media timeout. We'll step out. 14:58 to play second half. It's Mary Washington, 27, Lebanon Valley College, 24. This is 316 on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Members of the Lebanon Ballet College Class of 2016 will visit campus on Saturday, March 24th for LVC Live, a program designed exclusively for all accepted students. This program gives students the opportunity to interact with faculty from all academic departments, mingle with current students, and learn about the many different student groups available to join on campus. Parents are also encouraged to attend. Students can register online at lvc.edu.
LVC Spanish professor and scholar Dr. Carmen T. Sotomayor will present History on Walls, the Spanish poster production of the Civil War period and beyond, in a talk at Lebanon Valley College on March 22nd at 11 a.m. in Zimmerman Recital Hall of the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery. The program is sponsored by the Department of Languages at LVC. It is free and open to the public. Again, March 22nd, 11 a.m.
John Wilson, Brian Kaiser, 27-24. Mary Washington with the lead with 14:58 to play second half.
The Lebanon Valley is making a push right now, John, and the reason they're making the push, the reason they're able to make a push is because of the way that in the second half, looking to push the ball down the floor, looking to set up transition opportunities. If you've got a team who has a tremendous half-court defense, the way that you get them to not be as good of a defensive team, don't let them set up a half-court. And Lebanon Valley here in this second half has done a great job, especially over the last 2-3 minutes of play, of looking to get the rebound and quickly push it down the floor. Credit Checklist and Hilt for really pushing the ball, forcing the issue, and LVC has cut the lead down to three.
And Chris, defensively, stepping up with a couple nice swats.
No, she has played very big. Now she's got 1.3 blocks per game. She's got at least three here tonight.
Now we see with the inbound. Chris gets it out to Hill. Out there with Murphy, Box, Chaklos. Hilt's on the left side. Chaklos, top of the key. Chaklos takes it right side. Murphy will take a three ball. No good. Rebounded inside by the Eagles. Back the other way comes Rachel Martin. Martin playing at the left side. McCray. Now to the right side. Check that Wimmer. Out front for Martin. Right at the right elbow is Howland. Howland giving it to Wimmer. And in the corner it goes. McCray back out. Wimmer. Three from the top of the key is short. Rebounded by Chaklos. Here comes LDC the other way. Chaklos up onto the front court. Blows it up left wing. Now over to Hilt on the right wing. Hilt down front. Chaklos back over to Hilt on the right wing. She'll work against Martin. Hilt taking it right to the bucket right side. No good, but she is fouled going to the bucket. This time it's going to be on Brooks. Claire Brooks first.
I think, John, anytime Brooks is in the game, I've seen Lebanon Valley run the same sort of thing. They've recognized in what they've seen out of this team that Brooks has a very difficult time defending off the pick and roll. She's slow sliding down in help defense, and because of that, that's going to allow Claire coming off of that screen to be able to get to the basket and either score or draw contact.
Help, this is the first. Make the second. She's 2-4 from the foul line. 27-25, Mary Washington, two-point lead. They've got the basketball. Up onto the front court is Martin. Now McCray working it to the left side. Once again, it's Allen. Allen, left wing. Handing it off to McCray. Now on the wing to Martin. He'll get it back. 10 on the shot clock. Inside Allen to the bucket. No good. Rebound gets swatted out of bounds by the Eagles. It'll be LDC basketball.
The hands are in there. Trying to get offensive rebound for Mary Washington, but unable to control the boxing out here in the second half has been much better for Lebanon Valley. The Flying Dutch are really starting to step their game up.
Fritz with the basketball left side. Working. And a pass in it. Kick ball on the Eagles. The LVC ball. 19 still on the shot. They went down underneath the bucket.
I really think confidence-wise, too. I think this could be a big trip for LBC if they can even the score here this time down.
They do. They get the bounce pass to Hilt going right to the bucket. She ties the game up at 27.
And you just see a different look right now from Lebanon Valley, emotion-wise, as they pick up the defense.
There's a steal by Hilt. She'll take it down all alone to the bucket, laying it up and in. Hilt now getting her head into the game, and we've got a timeout for LBC. We'll keep it right here at 13:08 to play in the second half. LVC down by as many as seven now, back in front, 29-27.
Well, they've outscored Mary Washington in the second half, 11-4, and they are doing it again, turning up the tempo. They're looking to run. First half, they laid back, and I think the biggest factor in that was the two fouls to Tierney Hilt. That got them out of that sink. They were not comfortable running the floor at that point. When she has come in this game in the second half, not worrying about that foul trouble in the first half, they are playing loosey-goosey, a little bit more aggressive, and looking to push the ball.
But correct me if I'm wrong, that run came while Mary Washington also was going with a lot of subs. And right here we see a lot of subs, not that starting unit that the first team of LVC has been struggling a little bit with.
Well, yes and no, because they rotate so many players in, and the players who, at least scoring-wise, really usually carry this team. McCray and Wimmer have a combined 10 points right now. They've had to rely on other people, and there's only so much scoring that those players are able to do for them. The fact that they're big two at this point, or a combined 4-for-22 from the field, is really hurting the Eagles in this game. Lebanon Valley, you got to have some breaks when you go on the road. Absorbing a tough shooting night from the other team's big two, that's something that is one of those things where if you catch that break, you've got to take advantage of it. And Lebanon Valley right now trying to take a hold of this game, and they've come from behind. They've taken the lead. Now let's see if they can keep this pressure up and continue putting the pressure on the undefeated Barry Washington Eagles.
LVC crowd on the opposite side making some noise. And the Eagles were inbound as Mary Washington getting set to put Hartman back in. Also, Diop and Wimmer back into the game here.
John, quick updated score. St. Thomas was up 14 on tops, had to hold on to win that game 50-47 in the final.
Here's McCray with the basketball. He'll swing it around to the left side. Three-pointer outside is short. No good by Martin. Out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. It'll be LVC ball. And now you see most of that starting unit check back in now for the Eagles.
That's that. The entire starting unit really right now, except for Mathis in the game. But, again, look at that shot. Not hitting the shots from the outside, not having a presence inside, and not being able to get the offensive rebound because of good box-out presence from the Flying Dutchman.
Here's Murphy, top of the key, holding, trying to get it down for Bach, and she can't get to it. She's complaining she's being held onto by Diop. In the deaf ear of the official, it'll be the Eagles basketball.
You're just not getting calls on the road.
No.
That's all there is to it. And you have to realize that. That you just have to make sure your precision and your execution is that much better.
Diop with the basketball. Left side, Wimmer. Wimmer takes it down left baseline and a reach-in foul on Caitlin Murphy. And that will be number two on Murphy in the first team foul, the second half for LVC.
They had 19 fouls in the first half. Good sign that that's only the first one. Murphy reaching in, trying to get that ball away from Wimmer.
Bounce pass comes out to Diop. Over to Wimmer at the left elbow. Onto the right side for Dye. 17-footer bounces around. No good. Bach getting pushed and shoved on the rebound. She'll get it up to Chaklis. Here comes LVC. Right side. He'll go to the bucket. Back in the front. Off the glass and in. LVC's up by four.
Great work that time. And that's two teammates who know each other so well. Fritz and Hilt. Fritz sending a little bit of a screen down to the low block and then spinning to the inside, waiting for the pass and the assist from Hill.
Mathis with the ball now, Barton, and trying to get it to Dye. Steal by Fritz. Getting it up. Here comes Hilt from Chaklis. Hilt with a left-handed layup. No good. Fritz with the rebound. They're going to call her for the foul now. They're all over LVC players, even though I did think
Fritz
got some of the arm. There was other body contact in there as well by the Eagles, but it's been all.
Well, that was a foul, John.
That's number three on Fritz.
Right, that was a foul. The only thing is, there have been so many fouls, and I'm going to tell you, Diop right now, every time down the floor, has about two handfuls of whoever she's on defensively, and they haven't made that call once. So, again, you're not going to get calls on the road. You have to accept that, and I think the great thing about this team right now, they're not worried about that. They're just going out, they're playing basketball, and they're continuing to press the tempo. Think about this. As we're in an immediate timeout right now at the under 12, LVC up by 4, 31-27. The further this game goes on, you're undefeated. You have not lost all season. You are at home. As this game continues going down the stretch, the longer you're behind, the more pressure you're going to feel. And it's
start pressing.
Yeah.
And making mistakes. Yeah.
If you are going to press and you're already not playing well, that makes it even worse. So I think this is a very important stretch coming up. I think the next 4 minutes of play may go a long way in determining who's going to win this basketball game, because the direction this game is going is pointing LVC. I think Mary Washington needs to get a little bit of this back right now, where they may find themselves in a place where they could be pressing. They may really feel the heat down the stretch. And when you're not shooting well like they're not tonight, this is not a good place to be in.
11:45 to play in the second half. 31-27, LVC. We remind you after this, we'll be taking it to Hershey Park Arena for the CPIHL Hockey Championship between Hershey Trojans and the Cumberland Valley Eagles.
Lebanon Valley right now out-rebounding Mary Washington 33-24 in the game. Shooting in the second half, Flying Dutchman 6-13, 46%. Mary Washington, 2-13, 15%.
Eagles will inbound, and they'll bring it up the floor. Left side, Hartman, out front Mathis. Mathis kind of passes to Dyoff. Steal by Hiltz. Dyoff should have been called for a foul there. She tackled her from behind.
She tackled her from behind, and Hiltz somehow kept her head.
Hiltz with it. For LVC, taking it to the right side. Here's Murphy on the right wing. Murphy bouncing to Chaklos. Chaklos down to the key. LVC leading by four. 10 on the shot clock. Borgia, the right elbow, double team, dribbles through Kravic, gives it off to Bach in the paint. Her shot is short. Rebounded by Mathis of the Eagles.
A good defensive series, and LVC never really got anything set that series down the floor.
Here comes Partman, handing it off to Willard, down to the key, Dyoff onto the lane, side Mathis. Mathis back out front, Partman. Down to the key, Partman going the left side for Wimmer. Wimmer gets a screen, now switches up as Chaklos now guarding her. Wimmer has it with seven on the shot. Wimmer takes it to the left wing. Tries for a spin move, but she traveled with the basketball.
Big time travel. She never felt the pressure and presence of Murphy slipping in. And great switching defense by LVC. Wimmer that time saw Chaklos, Borgia, Murphy all within about 3 seconds of each other when she had the ball.
Murphy to Chaklos up onto the front court, back over to Murphy on the right side. Eagles are stretching out a little bit defensively. Here is Borgia, Calvin Akeem to Murphy. Murphy, Calvin Akeem, bouncing it. Bach in the paint, underhand layup under, too far. The ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. We saw Bach pressing a lot last week in both games, not getting good clear shots underneath, and right there she was just didn't realize how far under she was on the underhand.
It's because I think right now she's sort of shuffling the feet as soon as she gets the basketball instead of getting good position.
They try to get the inbound for LVC into Hilton, and she is fouled west of the lane.
It's an easy call.
Second one on Bartman and the fourth team foul.
Hilt is going in there. She has two people on either arm as she's trying to get the basketball.
They're giving her a shooting foul.
Well, and the reason they're giving her a shooting foul is because she made a motion up, and that's why she bought that one at the line.
Makes only one of two once again. It is a five-point lead for LVC, their largest lead of the game. Left side is Wimmer, pulls up baseline, it's short. The rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hiltz. That'll be the Eagles' ball. Mary Washington to inbound underneath the bucket. They reset the shot clock. Oh, do they? Yep. McCray will get it into the corner. It's Partman with it. Out front to Wimmer. Down the right side, McCray. We're going to get Murphy. McCray backing up. Left-handed layup on the inside is good. Nice shot there. A lot of pressure. It's 32-29. Still LVC up by three.
Well, good recognition, too, because McCray has a good 4 inches on Murphy, and they finally got her to box up down on the low block.
There's Murphy taking it to the right side for LVC. Out front for Chaklos. Chaklos will take the three from top of the key. No good. Rebound to McCray.
Not a good time for that one. I know she had the open look, but it's just not the right time to try to hit that three ball.
Here's Partner with the basketball, top of the key. On to the right shot for Howland. Howland trying to get it for Dye. Down low, lost it, had it knocked out of her hands. Nice steal there for Chaklos and a foul on Mary Washington. Carol Dye, her first.
She basically lost the basketball as she tried to turn inside. Chaklos grabs the ball and Dye, reaching out. Got a piece of her on the way. That's the 15th foul, which is important because LVC normally is a very good foul shooting team.
9:08 to play, second half. 3-point lead, LVC. Hiltz with the basketball. Top of the key, onto the left wing for Murphy. Murphy with it. Near the top of the key, dribbling to the right side. Into the corner for Chaklos. Chaklos takes it toward the paint. Back out to Borgia. She's called for the travel. She was tempted to take that shot a lot. Thought about it too strong and then started moving.
It's the length of Mary Washington on the perimeter, though. The Eagles do a great job of really stepping out immediately on jump shooters, and it doesn't matter who the jump shooter is. It doesn't matter if it's a big, doesn't matter if it's somebody who shoots shooting shots on the outside, and Borgia usually has a wide-open look because the bigs usually don't chase her out at the arc.
8:50 to play. Second half, 32-29 LVC. Left side, Allen. Tossing it out to Dye, out front onto the right side, Partman. Partman back out to Dye over on the left side, Wimmer. Meanwhile, bodies flying around. Out front, Wimmer with it. 10 on the shot. Wimmer over on the left wing now. She'll step back, take a three. No good. Rebound on the inside. It's recovered by Dye. And the Eagles have it again. They'll set it up with Wimmer out front. Wimmer moves this time with a spin move into the paint. Tosses in the corner. Dye with a 17 footer. Got it for two. And it's down with the 1-point lead for LBC.
Yeah, but you got to give her that there. And she pops down the second time in this game. She's been able to hit that shot.
There's Hilton the basketball. Now to Borgia on the right side. Hands it off to Chaklos. Chaklos. Left side Hilt for three on the wing. Bullseye! Tierney Hilt with a 3-point from the wing. We'll keep it right here. 7:54 to play second half. LBC 35. Unbeaten Mary Washington 31.
That three is exactly what you need because not only is it gives you a 4-point lead and reestablishes a little bit of control in the game, but the other thing it does there, John, it was perfectly in rhythm. Great swing pass, and Hilt set up outside that 3-point arc, fires, and hits the first 3-point basket of the game for LBC. Actually, for that matter, only the second 3-point basket for either team in this game.
Hilt, who was held to just 1 point in that first half, has 9 here in the second half.
Well, she was held because of foul trouble.
Well, but she had missed some shots.
She had missed some shots early.
She lost a couple, and
but really,
it was a rough first half for her.
I think that helped her in a way, too, because it allows you to settle in. It allows you to feel the tempo of the game.
Yeah.
The second half, she has been a lot more comfortable with the flow of the game and has been a really steadying influence out there on both ends of the floor.
4-point lead for LVC. Mary Washington with the basketball. And on the left side, Partman on the wing. Holding, tosses it cross court over to Wimmer on the right baseline. She'll take it underneath with a reverse layup, and that is short, no good. Rebounded by Fritz, and then sticking her hand in was Helen for the jump ball possession, Mary Washington. And Tiger Kowalski just smiles like, where is the foul on that?
I'm going to disagree with Coach Kowalski, though, that time. That was an excellent hustle play from Aubrey Howard. And
there's a timeout, by the way.
There's an official timeout right now since you're at the under 8 minutes. You're not getting calls here, man.
I know. No, you're not getting calls, but had that been an LBC player doing it, that would have been a foul.
Yeah, I would agree with you, except when I look up at the clock right now, I'm seeing two LBC fouls in the entire second half. And you're seeing 5 against Mary Washington. They're not calling anything right now.
No, but LVC has certainly changed its style
just
a little bit in the second half, and I think that's part of the reason why.
No doubt about that. And that's the reason right now that they have the lead, 35-31. The fact that they have come out in the second half and have really pressed and tried to change the tempo of this game, you don't have to change the scoring situation. It's not you're going to be high scoring. You're going to be high speed, and that's what they've done better on here in the second half. Let's take a look and reset some scoring situations here. LVC led by Tierney Hilt, 10 points, 8 for Liz Borgia, 6 for Renee Fritz, and 5 for Caitlin Bach, 4 for Kylie Chaklos, 2 for Gia Russo. For Mary Washington, we'll just call it very balanced scoring. Dyop, Dye, McCray, Wimmer, all with 6, 4 for Partnan, and only 3 points off their bench from Rachel Martin.
Coming up after this broadcast, we're going to send it out to Hershey Park Arena, CPIHL Hockey Championship, Hershey and Cumberland Valley. We've got 7:36 to play here in the second half, 35-31 LVC women, hoping to win this and advance to the Elite Eight tomorrow night here at Mary Washington against George Fox. They've got to hold on to this one right now. They're only up 5-4.
Got to dig down deep right now. These are the most important 7.5 minutes of your basketball career right now if you're LBC or Mary Washington.
Jumper from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Caitlin Murphy. Here comes Chaklos up onto the front court. Chaklos for LBC. Dribble to the left side. Left corner. Hilt takes the baseline. Hilt back out front. Borgia, 17-footer. In and out. No good. Fritz trying to get the rebound again. Has it swatted out of her hands, and the Eagles come away with it.
That's something they do so well. It's hands just smacking at the basketball.
Here's a steal by Terry Hilt. Tilt's taking it from the left side, coast to coast, lays it up too hard, no good. She put it too hard and high off the glass. Eagles with a rebound again.
Nothing hurt there, though. It would have been nice to be up by six, but you got to shake that off, come right back out, and keep playing tough defense.
McCray with the ball, lobbing him out a dive, back out front for Wimmer. Wimmer almost traveled with it, back over the left side. McCray, dive, baseline. Her shot is short, rebounded by Murphy. He'll give it off to Hilts. Long pass up. Here comes Chaklos to the bucket. Underhand layup is short. Rebounded again by McCray. He'll be seeing us in through layups here. The last two times down the floor. The second one much harder.
Yeah, that one was under pressure. McCray at 5'11". A very difficult way to get around her.
LVC up by four with 6:20 to play. Left side, Wimmer. Her shot flooded by Fritz. Rebounded, though, by Partnan. Partnan tosses it to Dye. Right corner, two-pointer, no good. Rebound comes to Chaklos. Here comes LVC the other way. Chaklos up onto the front court. Left side, Hills, one bounce to the bucket. Her shot is short. Once again, no good, and the Eagles with a rebound. Three times now.
Yeah.
Down the floor. LVC not able to find the layup. The last two, though, with some pressure.
Those hurt, though. Yeah. Those hurt.
Mary Washington with it. That could have really opened things up. Hartman in the left corner to Dye. Almost had it lost. Gets it back. Corner Partman takes the baseline. Five on the shot. Right side. Allen trying to go to the bucket. No good, but she's fouled.
Yeah, bailout foul that time. But a nice move by Allen, recognizing the shot clock was running down. So she goes to the basket and just throws that ball off, but leans in to draw the contact.
Murphy's third, team third. Two shots at the line for Aubrey Allen. Who has no points. Her first shot is no good. She's only a 62% foul shooter. 5:34 to play. It's 35-31 LVC. Borgia checks out. Bach checks in.
Honestly, John, I think anybody, you just take the free throw percentage in this building, knock it down about 15 percentage points. It is tough to shoot.
Second shot is good by Aubrey Howland. 35-32. Three-point lead for LVC. Now the Eagles are going to step up some more pressure. Just across midcourt. Chaklos brings it up the floor. At midcourt. Over on the right side, it goes to Hilts. Back to Chaklos. Chaklos. Left side for Fritz. Fritz handing it off to Hilts. Hilts on the left wing. Tossing it opposite side. Chaklos, eight on the shot. Chaklos, spin move in the paint. Fade. No good. They're going to call it for the travel. That'll be Eagles basketball.
That wasn't a travel, but she didn't make the shot anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, it was close.
It was close.
I mean, the way she shot on the spin, she drug the foot a little bit.
The official assumed that that was going to be a travel and called it.
But you're right, Brian. No calls in here for LVC. They're going to have to win it on their own. Right side, McCray. Out front, they'll work at the Martin left corner. Here's a jumper by Mathis, no good. Rebounded by Hilts. Meanwhile, Bach and Dyoff with a big battle inside. Here comes Chaklos the other way. Chaklos right side of the lane, trying to pass it. She's mugged going to the basket. LVC wants two shots at the line on this one.
We'll see if they give it to her because she was on the way up to the basket. Yep, they're going to give it to her.
Yep.
And Chaklos, an outstanding foul shooter. She is 81% on the season. She has played a gritty game.
Matt Crutch, who they put that ball on. Shot at the line by Chaklos is good. She has five here in the second half.
She's also probably about as cool a customer as LVC has on their team. She just seems like nothing bothers her.
Second shot also good for the freshman, Kylie Chaklos. Back to a 5-point lead for LVC. 37-32, 4:34 to play. Dyoff, top of the key, away from the play. We're going to get
Murphy fourth.
Yeah, it's calm, or is it on box?
Wow.
I feel it so. Yep, they call it on Murphy.
Caitlin Murphy.
That's her fourth.
She was bodying up, and she's given up 4 inches inside, and McCray has been lobbying for that call this entire second half.
Left corner, Mathis jumper, got it. Just for two.
really surprised at Mathis, a player who plays sparing minutes, only 3 points per game. She's the one they're loading up over on that side.
Here's Chaklos trying to bring it up the right side, and a blocking foul on Diop. Chaklos, again, waiting for the call. 4-17, that's the 17th foul on the Eagles. So bonus now for LVC, but 4-17 to play. LVC leading 37-34.
Savvy move also from Murphy, because she goes over to the official while she has the opportunity and mentioned something about what McCray's doing down on the low block against her and to have them look for it.
1-on-1 is good for Chaklos. She'll get a second shot. 38-34. Diop called for that last foul, her third. Chaklos, this one bounces good. 39-34, a five-point lead for LVC. Here come the Eagles. Up the floor, Parkman. Out front, left side, they're working around. Diop inside, no good. Gets her own rebound, but it comes back out front. Parkman has it again. Parkman working it around to Mathis. Mathis on the right wing. Diop, right of a lane, goes past Fox, brings it up to the end.
As the Fox just fell right to the ground, Diop continues to just push and push and push, and Bach eventually just gave ground.
39-36 LVC, 3:40 to play. Here's Hilt's left wing. Chaklos with the ball for LVC. They're up by three. Chaklos takes the right side through the bucket. She's going to be called.
He was fouled.
He was fouled going to the bucket. You know, what scared me, Brian, both officials looked at each other like,
I know.
One of you were going to call the charge, it seemed, for a second, but she gets to call her away, and this one will go against McCray. And that is her third. We're going to step out. 3:33 to play. Second half. LVC 39. Unbeaten Mary Washington 36. This is the Sweet 16 NCAA tournament on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
John Wilcock alongside Brian Kaiser. It is a three-point LVC lead with Chaklos going to the line for LVC with 3:33 to play here in the second half. If LVC can hold on and win, they will play in the Elite Eight tomorrow night against another unbeaten George Fox out of Portland, Oregon.
This game, it really comes down to a few things, and Coach Kuklowski is going to have his team digging down deep down the stretch with 3.5 to go, up by three. Chaklos to the line to shoot two when we come back. The things you have to do on the road, you have got to rebound. They have 38 rebounds in this game, 31 of them on the defensive end. So they have done well in that regard because they are out-rebounding Mary Washington by three at this point. You can't turn the ball over. First half, not so good. That's why they were behind. Second half, have only turned it over five times compared to six for Mary Washington in the second half. And the other thing you have to be able to do, you have to be able to hit big shots at big times. We're going to find out if they can do that, especially at the line, where Chaklos is already 4-for-4 tonight.
LVC crowd getting into it again on the far side. Mary Washington crowd behind us. They are the home team here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Two shots at the line for Kylie Chaklos. She is 4-for-4 thus far. She is now 5-for-5.
She is one cool customer at the line.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman, Kylie Chaklos. I don't even think that counts anymore.
Chaklos, second shot, also good. Now subbing back in, Katie Wimmer.
I think what's going to be interesting here, John, with McCray and Wimmer between them, 5-for-29 tonight and 0-for-9 outside the arc, in this key situation, do they try to make the team go offensively?
There's Wimmer over on the left side. Holding out front, Diop. Into the right corner, Partman. Now out to the right wing, Mathis for three. Air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It's LVC basketball.
Again, John, I am shocked right now Mr. Anthony Mathis, is the one taking the shot with this team undefeated, down five on their home floor, and they've got somebody who plays maybe 10 minutes a game taking the big shot. Shot!
Five-point lead for LVC, who's got the basketball. Shackler's up onto the front court, takes it to the right wing. He'll take the downtown three, no good. Rebound on the inside by Partman. Back the other way come the Eagles. On the front court, Wimmer. Wimmer on the right wing. Takes it down right baseline, trying to go to the bucket. Fades back, no good. Stock with a strong rebound for LVC. She has it knocked out of her hand, and they're going to call the out of bounds on Fox.
It was. It was down on Fox. Now, there was a lot of mugging going on.
She got mugged.
She got mugged. You're not getting calls on the road, John. You're just not.
No.
And the ball was off of Fox left.
Inbounds comes in the die-off. Into the corner, McCray. McCray trying to go to the bucket. She's going to run right into Checklos. She's going to be called for the foul.
Make her make them at the line, though. Easy layup as LVC got caught defensively a little bit late on the switch on a screen down low as McCray rolling off of it off the inbounds. Now, McCray, an excellent foul shooter on the season. She is 79%, a three-time first team All-CAC player and a 1,000-point scorer for Mary Washington.
Her shot is up and good. Jenna McCray, 3-for-3 from the foul line. 2:40 to play, 41-37 LBC. Chance to make this a three-point game again. It's on the way, and it's on net. 41-38 LBC. The lead is three right now with 2:40 to play. Second half. Helps with the ball up the right side. Tacklers. Up onto the front court. Over to Hiltz right side. Tacklers, top of the key. Tacklers dribbling to the left side. Bouncing it to Murphy in the baseline. Murphy brings it back out. Down the box inside. Now Hiltz out front. Takes it down the lane to the bucket. No good. And they call a charge on Jeremy Hiltz. Again, you're not going to get the call. They're calling everything against LVC this point.
Yeah.
Her third.
And it's a horrible call because she gets attacked the entire way down the lane, and then they wait until she runs into somebody at the end of it and call a foul on her.
3-point lead, LVC, 2:10 to play. Eagles with the basketball. Hartman, left side Mathis. Dyop, top of the key, right side Wimmer. Now McCray will take the three from the wing. That's short. Rebound knocked around. Scramble for Dyop has it. Stolen by Hiltz. Hiltz will hold on. Eagles clear out. Checklist will bring it up the floor. 1:48 to play.
Great job, LVC, of never giving up on that rebound.
And now they're going to call a foul on Fox. Fox came up too fast in midcourt to put a block on Partman. And with that being a bonus, it's 1-1 at the other end.
Partman will shoot 1-1. She's a 68% foul shooter. Not a great foul shooter. Not a horrible one.
Are they call, what are they calling here? Okay, they're calling that a player can call fast,
okay,
so no 1-1.
Okay, no 1-1.
But it is bonus now for both teams.
Mary Washington 1-for-14, though, outside the arc. And that's where they're looking to score.
Wimmer, right baseline. Partman tosses it opposite corner. Wimmer on the wing. McCray out front. McCray, top of the key, going to the right side. Takes it toward the corner, lost it, then gets it back. Brings it around, left side. Here's Partman, left baseline, got it. Partman, her first bucket of the second half. 41-40, LBC's lead down to one.
Big trip this time, John. Yeah. You need a bucket if you're LBC and put the pressure right squarely back on the Eagles.
Here's Tackler, gone to the right side. Spin move in the paint. Out to Fritz, left side to Hill. Hill's on the left wing for LVC. They lead by one. Right side to Murphy. Right corner, Checklist. Checklist going into the lane. Out front, it tilts. She'll take the three. No good. And we're going to get a holding foul on Murphy. That's number five. You can see a lot of shirts being tugged onto. And Murphy will go to the bench with five. And in will check Gio Russo.
He hasn't played the entire second half. And I think the reason he goes Russo here is because McCray's at the line shooting 1-1. McCray, an excellent foul shooter. Your LVC, You're only up one here. If McCray hits both, you're going to need somebody who can score. And Russo is that sort of player who's capable. We saw against Messiah in a big situation. She was able to come in, make a great move, and make a basket. She can create for herself.
53 seconds to play. 1-1 shot. McCray is on the way to shoot. Ties this game. She's 5-for-5 from the line. And a chance to put Mary Washington back in front by one. With 53 seconds to go. Second shot is up and bounces around good. 1-point lead for Mary Washington. LVC with a basketball. Sacklos brings it up the floor for LVC. Sacklos Dominique going to the right side. Now going to the bucket. No good. Rebounded by Brock. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession will still be LVC.
It's hard to play 8-on-5, John.
But Buck was actually with full control of that basketball on the rebound.
It's hard to play 8-on-5, and that's what's going on right now. And unfortunately for Lebanon Valley, they have lost this lead and now have to create. Fortunately for them, they control the arrows, so it's their basketball with under 44 seconds left to go.
Well, I guess what it all comes down to is to get the last call in the game. So if they're
going to be
this whole time, you know, maybe they'll get one here somewhere down here in the second half. 43 seconds to go. 42-41 as Mary Washington has battled back from a 5-point deficit. They held a 7-point lead at one point in this game before LVC took the lead. John Wilcox, Ryan Kaiser reminding you, CPIHL Hockey Championship coming up after this one between Hershey and Cumberland Valley.
I think the big question is, who's got the basketball? Who has the confidence to take that shot when they get an opening? I think we've seen that Kylie Jacklos is willing and able to take that big shot if necessary. It's just so difficult against the number one team in the country in terms of scoring defense to have to create that one shot. Fritz has been quiet. Yeah. I'd like to see something where they can maybe get the ball down low to her. And they've also been put on these inbound plays all season long.
Jacklos will inbound for LVC underneath the bucket. 21 seconds on the shot clock. It's Russo, Hilt, Fritz, and Bach. Murphy fouled out. The inbound comes into the corner. Hilt pass defended. She can't. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagles basketball. And now LVC will go to the full court pressure. And we'll get a 30-second timeout called for Mary Washington.
And what happened there, Hilt normally on that play is going to roll off the outside and go straight to the bucket. Jacklos read that. Hilt read there was an opening elsewhere, turned to the inside. It was too late by that time. The ball was left on the outside.
41.
And, John, you do not. Because there's 41.7 seconds left to go. You don't have to foul here. Okay, you can let this play out, and you can basically play tough defense, take this thing all the way down the shot clock. You figure they're going to take a late shot, and then you've got one chance to come down the floor. As long as they don't hit a three, you've got a chance to take the game.
42-41, Mary Washington leading by one. Late here in the second half. Mary Washington with the ball. LVC will go to the full court pressure. Inbounds coming up for Partman in the backcourt, near side. Bouncing into McCray, and Russo gets a reach in. They'll call the reach in foul, stopping the clock at 40 seconds and walk to the other end for a 1-1.
And Coach Kozlowski did not want that. He wanted them to trap.
Yeah.
And instead, Russo reached in right away. Now, it doesn't take much time off the clock. And even if McCray hits both of these, you're only down one possession. But the three is not a strength for Lebanon Valley as a team.
Borgia comes back into the game. Bach will go out. It will be Jenna McCray at the line. She is 6-for-6. She's shooting the 1-and-1. It is on the way, and it is good. It is a 2-point lead for Mary Washington.
And the problem, John, with Russo fouling McCray, if it's somebody else on the floor who's not as good of a foul shooter, it's not as bad. But McCray is in rhythm at the line and has now hit 7 straight.
The next one is short. Rebounded by Hilt. 2-point lead right now. from Mary Washington. 45 seconds to go. Here's Tackler's left side. And they're going to call a charge against Tackler's Dyoff draws the charge. So 29 seconds to go. And once again, all the calls here going against LVC.
8-on-5. It's what it is. It's 8-on-5. What can you do? And Tackler's driving the lane. Dishes the ball out. Dyoff's moving the entire time. They call a foul. No offense.
Yeah.
No, offense meant right now. Horrible officiating.
Yeah. 29 seconds to go. 43-41. Mary Washington leading. Mary Washington in down at the far end of the floor, up by two.
Got to be smart about who you foul here because they have to foul now. You don't want Wimmer. You don't want McCray. Basically anybody else I feel confident with right now because nobody else on the floor hits a lot of foul shots or takes a lot of foul shots.
LVC matches up man for man. Here's Parkman with the inbound coming up. Russo is on McCray. The inbound pass comes into Wimmer and away from the play. They're watching as Russo is guarding McCray. And it's the same fisherwoman here shot to call this last foul.
Yep. Same guy. Although yeah. I can't completely disagree. She did have a hold of McCray on the play, and that's not the person you want to foul. But she did miss her last one. But it's double bonus time.
29 seconds to go. 43-41. George Washington unbeaten with the lead.
Now George Washington.
I'm sorry, George,
Mary Washington.
Mary Washington, thank you. On the way, and it's good. It's a three-point lead to a one-possession game.
And if you're LVC, you don't have to take the three here no matter what happens on this next shot.
Second shot to make it a two-possession game is no good. Rebounded in the corner by McCray. And she is immediately fouled by Russo. We can say, what are you doing? We can say, I didn't even touch her.
Amazing.
And the official, once again, same official making these calls,
yep,
comes over and tells like, hey, she wasn't even touching, reaching around. Oh, unbelievable.
Horrible.
Yeah, I haven't seen this been a long time.
The last time we were down in Virginia, that was against Madai a couple years ago, and got jobbed that time. We're 25 seconds away from getting jobbed again here.
Yeah. Yeah, what a crew. First shot's good by McCray, makes it 45-41. Second one on the way, that is also good.
Now I think you need a three.
46-41. 25 seconds to go. Tackler gets the inbounds. Dr. Kowski says, bring it up. Borgia will take the three from downtown. Thanks to two strong, no good. He's out of by Wimmer. She'll bring it up the floor. And now they don't even call the foul. When she's fouled from behind by Hill. On the far side, she's being guarded. And finally, we get a timeout called, actually, for Mary Washington with 7 seconds to go. And they pretty much are locking this one up, 46-41.
Not much to say about this one, John. The opportunity was there. The opportunity was there. And you have to give credit to Mary Washington for taking advantage of what was given to them, which is basically every call down the stretch. But LVC had the chance to extend. And we go back, probably back, John, to that place where there were three straight layup attempts for LVC, where they're up by four, and they missed wide open one from Hiltz, contested one from Shacklow,
yeah,
contested one from Hiltz.
Yeah,
they called three of those. It's a 10-point game. Mm-hmm. And this one's over.
Yeah.
But that kept Mary Washington in the game, and it also put those seeds of doubt into your head, too.
Inbound pass, Parton gets it in the Mathis back to Parton. LVC is not going to contest, and Mary Washington remains unbeaten. They will go to the Elite Eight tomorrow night to face another unbeaten in George Fox. Final score, Mary Washington 46, LVC 41. The season over for Lebanon Valley College, but it was a good season indeed. We'll wrap things up when we come back after this here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College announces its new online college store. The one-stop shopping destination not only allows students, alumni, faculty, and staff to order the latest in LVC fashion and accessories, but will also be the place for students to order course textbooks starting in the fall semester. The online store also offers gifting options and year-round online textbook buyback. The website is www.lvc.edu/college-store.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $14,800 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate, determine your potential scholarship, and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Lebanon Valley College is conducting a special fundraising campaign for the renovations of the Mund College Center. The campaign has over $700,000 in pledges so far on its way to the $1 million goal. Naming opportunities within the Mund College Center exist for those who would like to donate. For more information, call 866-LVC-1866. Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Okay, we're good.
Open house for prospective physical therapy majors at LVC will take place March 17th. The physical therapy curriculum includes pre-professional courses in biology, chemistry, physics, statistics, sociology, psychology, and English, and a significant liberal arts component to the program. All students gain substantial clinical experience at regional and national healthcare organizations. Graduates of the highly competitive six-year program receive a Bachelor of Health Science and Doctor of Physical Therapy degree. For more information, go to lvc.edu.
Welcome back. John Wilstock alongside Brian Kaiser. Mary Washington remains unbeaten with a 46-41 victory over LVC here in the Sweet 16 in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and a heartbreaking loss for LVC. But, Brian, a couple big keys. I think you called it when you said LVC built Jack Lewis missing some of those layups there when they could have really opened things up. And then, of course, at the other end, just not getting the calls their way, and that was the difference.
Yeah, it's one thing not to get calls, but you can overcome that. And you can overcome that with execution. And what happened with Lebanon Valley as this game went on and the game got tighter, I thought that offensively they lost a little bit of structure. What got them back into the game was their ability to push the basketball off the floor. Well, that's not normally what you want to do in a late-game situation. So where did they struggle? They struggled in the half court. Where were they forced to in the end of the game when you're slowing down the tempo, trying to hold on to a victory? They were stuck in that half court where they struggled so mightily in the first half. You know, you're when you go on the road and you are in the opponent's den, you're not going to get the call. Now, the amount of calls they didn't get tonight is ridiculous, but you're not going to get calls. So since you know that, you have to step up that effort. You have to be almost perfect in certain areas of the game. And Lebanon Valley tonight, this wasn't their best night.
But you know what? You can say that tongue-in-cheek there, but the fact is, it's the NCAA, it's the Sweet 16. You should have the best crews out there. It shouldn't matter where you're playing. This thing should have been called evenly. Doesn't matter who's got the home court.
The NCAA.
NCAA playoffs. And, man, I thought it was just a gross misjustice, one-sided calls there down the stretch.
I agree. I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'm also going to say that it's not the only reason this game went the way it did. It helped.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right, sure.
It definitely helped. And Lebanon Valley made a couple of key mistakes also down the stretch. The one thing that Mary Washington was was not doing in this entire game, they were not hitting shots from the field. So how did they score their last so many points? They kept putting Jenna McCray on the line, and Jenna McCray went 10 for 12 in the line for the game. They didn't have to hit shots from the field. Lebanon Valley put them on the line. And the fouls that were called on McCray, you know, whether you agree or disagree, they still were called. She had the opportunity. LVC, when they had the basketball, I just never felt in the half court they were ever comfortable in this basketball game. I don't think they ever really completely figured out this game, how to attack this game.
I agree.
A lot of credit to Mary Washington for what they do defensively. You take a look statistically at some of these players, and you look at it and you go, okay, McCray and Wimmer, you know, they're going to score points. Some players, they're just role players. I'll tell you what, Sam Partnick played a tremendous game. And scoring-wise, he scored 6 points. Hit a huge bucket when they were down 41-40. They were down 41-38. She hit the big bucket late in the shot clock when things were out of whack. She's got 6 points. Did a tremendous job defensively with 3 steals. Had a couple of assists. But defensively, she pressured the basketball all night. And when you get pressure out front like that, like they got all game long in the half-court defense, it's tough to really set an offense the way that Lebanon Valley really needed to in this basketball game.
We're going to run down through the stats real quick, and then we'll take one more break. So let's knock those out because we have CPISL hockey coming up shortly. Hershey and Cumberland Valley not yet started out at Hershey Park Arena.
Mary Washington led tonight by Jenna McCray, 14 points, but 10 of them from the foul line, and it felt like basically almost all of them down the stretch. She also had 8 rebounds on the night. Only player in double digits, though, for Mary Washington. They got 8 from Abby Dyeff, 6 each for Carol Dyke, Katie Wimmer, and Sam Partnett. 3 for Rachel Martin, 2 for Angie Mathis, and 1 for Aubrey Howland. For Lebanon Valley, 10 each for Tierney Hilton, Kylie Chaklos to lead the way for LBC. Liz Borgia with 8, Renee Fritz with 6, 5 for Caitlin Bach, 2 for Tia Russo. Amanda Donia and Caitlin Murphy did not score in this one. Tough way to go out for Caitlin Murphy, the senior, does not score in her final game. Did have 7 rebounds, tied for the team lead with Tierney Hill in that category. But LVC, 21 turnovers, and that ends up being their undoing in this one. They do win the rebounding advantage 42-40, but 21-9 was the final number in terms of turnovers. Shooting percentage, LVC shooting 32% from the field for the game, 1-for-7 from outside the arc, 12-16 from the line. Mary Washington, a frigid 27% from the field, and even more frigid, 1-for-15 from outside the arc. 11-of-17 from the line, though, was good enough. And I think, really, statistically, when you look at it, it comes down to those turnovers. And the turnovers for LVC, 21 of them, you can't do that on the road. And at the end, in a close game, that ends up being enough of a difference.
All right. We'll step out one more time. We'll come back with the final wrap-up. Mary Washington victorious 46-41 over LVC. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will open its campus to all prospective students for the traditional open house program on Saturday, March 31st. The open house includes a tour of the beautiful campus, a meeting with faculty in the student's area of interest, an admission presentation, and plenty of interaction with current LVC students. It provides a comprehensive visit experience for prospective students and their families. For more information, visit www.lvc.edu/admission.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Welcome back, John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. One final time, LVC ends a fantastic season, 26-4 on the season. They made the Elite Eight last year after losing a couple of key players back again this year. A fantastic season for the Flying Dutchman. They lose Aaron Schultz, who didn't hardly even play this year, and they lose a key four-year player in Caitlin Murphy. And we're going to certainly team captain, five defensive specialists, and that this team returns everyone else next year. Tom Kuklowski hopefully bringing in a good recruiting class again. And who knows, maybe we'll be back here again next year.
I sure hope so. In fact, I hope that we're back home next year.
Yes.
And getting an opportunity there. But you got to do that in the regular season. Mary Washington was undefeated on the year. They earned the right to host this game. And the NCAA rewarded them, and so did the Zebras tonight. And the LVC, congratulations to them, because honestly, coming into this season, I don't think you would have seen many people think that this team was going to make a run to the Sweet 16. They do that. Congratulations to them. A fantastic year. We're going to miss Aaron Schultz and definitely Caitlin Murphy and their contributions. But next year should be another great year.
And they won the Commonwealth Conference as well. Go to GoDutchman.com for all the pictures and insight to this game. And we thank you for tuning in to a season of Lebanon Valley College basketball here on WNSS and PennLive.com. Thank our studio producer, Brendan Campbell. And now we will take it out to Hershey Park Arena for the CPIHL Championship. Again, the final score here in the Sweet 16, Mary Washington 46. They remain unbeaten at 30-0, 46-41 over LVC. LVC at 26-4, and the season over for the Flying Dutchman. This is John Wilson for Brian Kaiser, thanking you for tuning into the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.